This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Disabled Persons Assembly Notable Radio Show, a whole new attitude coming your way on Otago Access Radio. DPA is the voice of all disabled people, whether the disability be physical, sensory, learning, psychosocial or age-related. Tune in to hear how we can work collaboratively to achieve inclusion for all New Zealanders. DPA's Notable Radio Show, every second Friday afternoon at 1:30 on Otago Access Radio, 105.4 FM and 1575 AM.
Kia ora, tātou everyone. Welcome to Disabled Persons Assembly Notable Radio for this Friday, the 13th of May, 2022. It's Black Friday. Hopefully you're having a good Friday, irrespective of all that. On today's program, we don't have a guest, but there will still be plenty of information to come about events that are happening in the disability space within Dunedin. And one of those is the upcoming Access for All meeting on this coming Monday, the 16th of May, which I'll talk about after our first musical track next. And then after that, I'll be talking about some other developments that are taking place or about to take place within the disability space. And that includes the opening of the new Ministry for Disabled People on July 1 and some other things as well as they come to mind. You're listening to Chris Ford on DPA, Notable Radio, Disabled Persons Assembly, Notable Radio, on this Friday, the 13th of May, 2022.
that ain't working. That's the way you do it. You play the guitar on your MTV. That ain't working. That's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Money for nothing.
Welcome back to Disabled Persons Assembly Notable Radio for this Friday, May the 13th, 2022. Hopefully your Black Friday, as it is going well and that you're not encountering any bad luck today, but having the best day that you can under the circumstances, obviously. We are coming towards winter, but it's been a lovely late autumn. We're enjoying what's called an Indian summer, where we get a late summer, a lot of warmth, but unfortunately, according to the forecast, that's about to turn. Okay, as I said before, the first track, the Dunedin Access for All group, of which Disabled Persons Assembly is, of course, a part, meets this coming Monday, the 16th of May, 2022, to discuss the ongoing closure of the therapeutic pool, which is the old physio pool that is in Hanover Street, just opposite the main hospital block. And that's located in the Fraser Building. The meeting about the therapeutic pool closure will be this coming Monday, May the 16th, from 10 until 11:30 a.m. In the Dunningham Suite, fourth floor, Dunedin Public Library. There will be a Zoom link as well, so we're doing it hybrid style. That Zoom link is available by emailing me, and I'll give you the email address in a second. What we are going to discuss at that meeting, and I will be chairing it, by the way, we'll be discussing the slow progress in reopening the physiotherapeutic pool and its long-term future, with a view to getting some action on this from the key players involved. The key players involved are the Otago Therapeutic Pool Trust, which leases the pool, and the Southern District Health Board, which owns the building. There's been a bit of to and fro between both sides, as I've heard. It'll be good, though, to hear what the response is from both the DHB and the Therapeutic Pool Trust. I understand that the Therapeutic Pool Trust feels that it's not advantageous to open at the moment, but there are pool users such as myself and others who are of the view that the pool should be reopened as soon as possible because it has so many health and recreational benefits. Anyway, the meeting on the physiotherapeutic pool, again, Lowe's details, it's hybrid, as I said. It'll be in the Dunningham Suite for anybody who wishes to attend in person. That's on the fourth floor of the Dunedin Public Library between 10 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. this coming Monday, May the 16th. And also, for those who wish to attend via Zoom, I've been circulating a Zoom link around for anybody who wants that, and there's no code needed for anybody to enter the meeting either. You can email me, chris.ford@dpa.org.nz. That email address again is chris.ford@dpa.org.nz. Just let me know if you want me to send a link to the Zoom meeting. If you can't make it in person for any reason, if you're wanting to just be a little bit more guarded in these times of COVID. Anyway, everybody is welcome to the meeting, by the way. But if you want to hear more about what's happening with the therapeutic pool and to express your concerns, come along to the meeting on Monday. Okay, now we'll have a track that'll be selected, no doubt, by our wonderful tech person, Alina Azal, and then I'll be back to talk about some other things that are coming up within the disability community, both locally and nationally. You're listening to Chris Ford on DPA Notable Radio for, on this Friday, May the 13th, 2022. Listening to Chris Ford. You're back with Chris Ford on Disabled Persons Assembly Notable Radio for this Friday, May the 13th, 2022. Okay, well, recently we had a Zoom meeting, this is DPA Dunedin did, with David Clark, MP for Dunedin. He also appeared as a cabinet minister, but mainly as an MP, I should correct myself there. A number of issues were talked about with the David Clark, with the MP for Dunedin. We talked about, for example, the issues around the upcoming census, whether there will be any issues associated with that. As there were last time, we're hoping that there will be a census that is actually workable, that actually captures everybody, and that includes disabled people. We did hear David Clark say that it is hoped that there will be a 14 or 15% completion rate, supported completion rate, he called it, of people completing their survey forms with the assistance of somebody from Stats New Zealand or even a support person of their own choice. Another issue that we raised with David was around the early discharge of people from hospital. We heard at a recent Access for All meeting that there were concerns, particularly from groups such as Grey Power around this, and a number of people have been discharged early from hospital. This has been causing inconvenience to both the patients themselves as well as to any family whānau. We talked about this issue with David. He said that he could, as the electorate MP, write to the DHB to make sure that they complied with their policy around not discharging people from hospital between certain hours. I think it's between 8 p.m. and 7 a.m. I couldn't tell you that, or the exact times, rather, for when people should be not discharged from hospital. But anyway, David said he'll tackle that issue if anybody requests that. We talked about as well some other issues that were happening locally and nationally, and one of those is the issues around the cost of living. We talked about the need, for example, for the disability allowance to be raised to a sufficient level, an adequate level, to ensure that disabled people can meet their ongoing costs. Currently, the maximum rate of the disability allowance is around $60, but that needs to be raised quite substantially because, as we all know, costs are going up and up with the recent surge in the cost of living. We did a bit of advocacy with David around that issue too. Overall, it was a really good meeting, a really good way to connect with our local MP and to one of our local MPs who's in the government, obviously, and to make sure that he continues to hear our voice, that he continues to be challenged on the issues that the government needs to be challenged on, and that we hear about what the government is doing as well in the disability space. We hope to have continuing dialogue with David through his office and with him in person in the future. Anyway, that reminds me, we must now come to our next track, and after that I'll be coming back to you and saying excuse me, got a bit of a frog in my throat, but anyway, I'll be coming back to say hooray for this week and just giving you our contact details. But they're after this track. Well, that brings us to the close of DPA Edible Radio for this fortnight, for this Friday, the 13th of May, 2022. Hopefully you've enjoyed the program today. We'll be back again on the first week of June as we head into... No, actually, I'm looking at the calendar wrong. It's actually the 27th of May. We'll be back then for another show. We've still got May in that month, but Queen's Birthday weekend follows that, the weekend after that. I'm looking forward to my next holiday break already. Anyway, have a good 2 weeks. See you on the 27th. And by the way, if you haven't caught this or any other show, please do go to the Internet Access Radio app, which you can download from any reputable player, and you can hear us on any device. And this is Chris Ford signing out for another fortnight. Ka kite anō.
Disabled Persons Assembly Notable Radio Show, a whole new attitude coming your way on Otago Access Radio. DPA is the voice of all disabled people, whether the disability be physical, sensory, learning, psychosocial, or age-related. Tune in to hear how we can work collaboratively to achieve inclusion for all New Zealanders. DPA's Notable Radio Show, every second Friday afternoon at 1:30 on Otago Access Radio, 105.4 FM and 1575 AM.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.